Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC Los Altos Hills. Thanks to Art Crimes for From the Vault this evening, featuring The X. I'm Cynthia Lombard, and tonight I will be doing a Mayhem special, Girl Punks, How the 1990s Riot Girl Scene Started a Revolution. And I will be focusing on the 1990s scene that was sort of centered around Olympia, Washington, and Washington, D.C. to begin with, and then spread all over the globe. And we'll look a little bit at some of the influencing bands on the Riot Girl scene. And if we have time, perhaps we'll get into some of the descendants. We may need to go another week for that one. So two of the first bands that really are credited with starting this scene are Bikini Kill and Bratmobile. Members of those bands were friends and part of the zine culture and came up with the term Riot Girl right around 1990, 1991. And so before we get into more history, I'm just going to start with a couple tracks from Bikini Kill and Bratmobile, and then we'll talk a little bit about what influenced them to start this scene, this punk rock scene, this girl power scene. So, beginning this evening, this is Bikini Kill here on KFJC.
We'll be right back.
On KFJC, Bratmobile with Cherry Bomb from the LP Potty Mouth from the early 90s. And before that, Bikini Kill with Rebel Girl, and that's from Pussy Whipped, both out on Kill Rock Stars. And we are at the very beginning of Girl Punks, how the 1990s Riot Girl scene launched a revolution. For the next 3 hours, I'll be covering the Riot Girl scene, playing some of the bands, talking about where the music was influenced and all of the things that converged to create this powerful punk movement featuring powerful women. And recently I ran across an amazing book, Riot Girl Revolution Girl Style Now, put out by Black Dog Publishing. And it has an incredible history of the movement, lots of photos and timelines, so that you can keep track of what started when and where. And they go into a timeline for both the American Riot Girl scene and the British Riot Girl scene. And so we'll do a little bit of that. Olympia, Washington is sort of credited as being one of the hotbed places, and the culture there, including the culture provided by K Records and all ages shows, all of that helped to foster the movement, as well as Evergreen State College. And according to the Riot Girl scene book, 1982, K Records was founded by Calvin Johnson, and 1986, Go Team was formed with Toby Vail, later of Bikini Kill. Go Team featured Toby Vail, Calvin Johnson, and Billy Karen. And 1987, Aaron Smith becomes a Beat Happening fan and starts her fanzine, Teenage Gang Dubs. She will later be in Bratmobile. 1987, K Records also started the International Pop Underground 7-inch single series. Soon after this time, there's a lot of energy surrounding the zine scene, and that's how many of these bands got to meet each other, even across country. They became pen pals, trading letters about music and their various scenes. So a number of these artists also were in the zine scene. Los Mafio also had an important radio show in Olympia, Washington on the station KAOS, Chaos. And that all is happening starting in the late 80s. So we're going to pick up right now with the origin of the actual term Riot Girl. And I'll read now from this book. It was in May 1991 that race riots erupted in Mount Pleasant on the East Coast. And after these incidents, DC-based Jen Smith wrote a letter to Allison Wolfe, and future Bratmobile member. And she said, "We had this friend of ours, Jen Smith, who had written Allison a letter. Like in the spring, there'd been riots in Mount Pleasant where everybody lived at the time. So she wrote Allison a letter that said, we're going to have a girl riot this summer, kind of like a call to arms. It was just like a little cute phrase that she had said in her letter, as you would write to someone and be lyrical or whatever. We thought that was cool." So the terms girl riot and girl reemerged in Molly's dad's office as Molly and Allison were trying to come up with a catchy name for a new weekly zine they'd made one evening. This is where the term Riot Girl was born. So Bratmobile, Bikini Kill members originating the term. And before we get into the bands from that scene more in depth and playing their music, I wanted to reflect back on some of the artists that influenced them. There were certainly women in punk prior to the 1990s in the U.S. and Britain and elsewhere. So we're going to start with one of these bands that some of these early Riot Girl bands say they were influenced by. This is X-Ray Specs here on KFJC.
Identity. So obvious.
It's obvious.
It's
on KFJC, The Slits. We heard FM from the LP Cut. The Slits from Britain, formed in 1976. Au Pairs before that with It's Obvious from the collection Perfect Unpop. And the Au Pairs, another band from late 1970s, 1980s. And they formed in 1979. The set began with X-Ray Specs with Identity from the anthology. And again, they were formed around 1977 in the London area. And I'm Cynthia Lombard. You're listening to Too Cool for School, a special Mayhem edition, Girl Punks, How the 1990s Riot Girl Scene Launched a Revolution. I'm looking at the origin and evolution of the Riot Girl music scene that really only existed for a couple of years, around 1991, 1992, but they spawned many bands, and they spawned a way of thinking about not only music and punk and girls and bands, but also about feminism and activism, and we'll learn more about that later. But right now we're looking at some of their predecessors, some of the women that came before them, and many of these bands were influenced by the 70s and 80s girl bands out of Britain and out of the U.S. and the U.S. punk scene. And continuing in this vein, right now we're going to hear from Delta 5. This is KFJC.
The stranger on the telephone, it happens again the next day. After breakfast, again that night, disquiet becomes a state of mind. Oh, once is an accident, accept it as a mistake. Twice is a conspiracy. Tip of the tongue and the stranger's on the telephone. Oh, once is an accident, accept it as a mistake. Twice is a conspiracy. Thinly
treats you better. I
KFJC, The Raincoats from the LP Autoshape. And The Raincoats, out of the UK, formed in 1977. Before that, two tracks by Marine Girls. We heard Fridays and In Love from the LP Beach Party. And another UK band, they formed in 1980. And the Delta 5 began the set with Telephone from the LP See the World. And Delta 5 out of Leeds, they were active from 1979 to 1981. And I'm Cynthia Lombard. You're listening to Too Cool for School. I'm doing a Mayhem special this evening. Girl Punks, how the 1990s riot girl scene launched a revolution. And before diving into that, we've been looking back at some of the ancestors to Riot Girl. The British punk scene and female bands in it were definitely an influence on the 1990s women who formed bands in Olympia and DC and all over the US. So we took a look at some of those bands, and as well, there were women in the US punk scene who had an influence, not always stated, but an influence nonetheless. And right now we're going to hear from the band Chalk Circle. And this was a punk band out of DC featuring Sharon Cheslow, who became kind of a peripheral member of the Riot Girl scene. And she's credited as being in one of the first female punk bands in DC with Chalk Circle. So we're going to take a listen to that now here on KFJC.
La la, to. They carry a water to. In a North American city. In a North American street. North American city. In a North American street. Water in a bucket. Water in a bucket. They carry a water to. They carry a water to. In a North American city. Where the dream started. Started without you. Started without you. Where the dream started.
On KFJC, we just heard from Mechanormal, and that was from the LP Water Cuts My Hands. And Mechanormal, one of the bands that was definitely associated with the Riot Girl scene, although they were on the scene before that, starting in the 1980s, Mechanormal, definitely an influence in the Pacific Northwest. Chalk Circle before that, female punk band out of D.C., Sharon Cheslow in that band, and she went on to be in many other projects and is still active as a musician. We heard Subversive Pleasure, and that's from the collection Homework Number 9, DIY Punk Wave. And in fact, before we turn the page on the ancestors, I think we'll take a listen to another track from Chalk Circle from that same collection. This is Chalk Circle on KFJC. KFJC, that was Chalk Circle with the Slap from the collection Homework Number 9, DIY Punk Wave ABC, featuring material from 1979 to 1985. Chalk Circle, female punk band out of DC, an early one at that. And right now you're listening to Girl Punks, how the 1990s riot girl scene launched a revolution. Well, for nearly the past hour, I've been looking at kind of the origin, some of the musical influences, rather, of on the Riot Girl scene that kind of began around 1990. And now we're going to move into some actual Riot Girl bands. And Bikini Kill and Bratmobile are pretty much considered to be the parents of the Riot Girl movement. Bikini Kill was formed in Olympia in 1990 and featured a number of people that we often associate with the scene. Kathleen Hanna, Kathy Wilcox, Toby Vail, and Billy Caron. And according to Toby Vail, Bikini Kill and Bratmobile and our friends had this idea we called the Revolution Girl Style Now. It was, let's get all these girls to learn how to play instruments and change everything. And Riot Girl came out of that. So part of the thing about the Riot Girl movement was it was a movement of creativity, feminist movement of creativity that began kind of in the music scene and in the zine scene. So these women were creators and wanted to use their art to express injustice and crushes and all the other things that are expressed through music. But they saw that there could be a revolution out of that too. And so let's start with Bikini Kill, hear a few tracks by them, and then hear about some of the other bands in the scene. This is Bikini Kill here on KFJC.
So we're going to play a new song for you, and we don't know how it goes, but it might work. Do you remember how it goes, Kathy? Okay, Bikini Kill, you really had to be there. I got the opportunity to meet them, this DC-based punk foursome, before the show. I was shocked at how contradictory their words and actions were. Their supposed message of Bikini Kill's music and literature is girl love and feminism. Yet what comes across on stage is man hate and fanatic rebellion against the world and themselves. Two songs that had gotten some airplay before their arrival in Hawaii. These two songs have catchy hooks and a punk edge. The crowd was slanty and out of control. Interesting, exclusively men. Feedback seems to be the band's favorite noise. Punk rock has got some of those elements. Humor not to such an extreme. One early evening performer expects to be Bikini Kill or activists, not musicians. What exactly does Bikini Kill try to say? Their fantasies explore the inner world of women's consciousness, exploring sensitive issues such as rape, incest, women's subordination, and eating disorders. These young women mess in the Georgia Senate, the sexual men, across your back, grabbing your crotch and reenacting deep groove over the microphone. Bend down. Wiggle your hips.